Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends. I always remembered that Columbus Day in America, Indigenous People Day as well, right? Today, Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day, Thanksgiving up in Canada. And I would always remember that we'd be off of school on this day. And back when CBC carried more sports than just Hockey Night in Canada, they would carry the CFL. And I remember that would be a great excuse to watch Canadian football. They did a Thanksgiving doubleheader and listen to Christmas music. That was what I always remember this day growing up. But now CBC doesn't. I turned it on. I was like, oh, I'll watch some Canadian football, you know, try to learn what their rules are, but it's not on. CBC has lost some of the sports they used to have. Anyway, there's also something that's been on my mind. We have this screen in here that is the text board screen that I don't think has been used for at least a year, right? We just put the text board on our computer. So I was wondering if I could just take this from work. Like, they're not using it anymore. I have a great use for it. So I'm just putting the call out, you know, maybe we can make a deal, on this screen that's never being used in the talk studio. Just an idea. All right. So we talked about the Bills out in Europe and, the experts. Next, I've got a few things I want to talk about here. And you know, some serious, some, kind of light and goofy, and I don't know what direction to go in. So you know what? I'm just going to pick. I've got a lot of stuff that I want to talk about over the next 2 days. I'm in for Tom again tomorrow as well. So I've kind of overplanned topics today to get into tomorrow as well. It is, you know, a lot of people off of work today. I don't think as many people as I thought. You know, when you're growing up and you have every holiday off in school, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, long weekends all the time. Then you become an adult. And again, some people have all the holidays, right? My wife's a teacher. She gets all the holidays. If you work in the banks, if you work for the government, you've got a lot of these days off. And, you know, this was one that I never really thought of as a travel holiday, but I think a lot of people have been traveling over this weekend, and I'll explain why. Now, I know this isn't a lot of people, but I think it's a good example of, so last night, went to the grocery store. Usually on Sunday nights, the grocery store, you know, gets empty around 6, 7 o'clock, but I went to the grocery store last night, and there was almost nobody there. I mean, I was singing the songs that were coming over the overhead, and I felt comfortable just belting them out because there was, I mean, as close to nobody at the grocery store at 7 at night. Now, maybe that has something to do with the Bills playing in the morning, but there was no one there. Then I get back to my building, and, you know, it's not huge, but we have people that, you know, people are living there. There were only two cars in the parking lot, my wife's and mine, and I'm thinking, are all these people traveling? Do people actually use this weekend to travel? We hear it as a travel holiday. And let me tell you, it would have been a good week to get out of here because the weather was just miserable. And I know it's going to get worse, right? I mean, that's the funny thing. We're talking about how cold it is in the 40s. But in 2 months, the 40s will feel tropical. But I want to know, was this a travel weekend? Are you just getting back in town from traveling? And minus the big ones, right? I would say big travel weekends like Thanksgiving, the holidays. Take that out of it. What is the best weekend to travel? 803-0930, star 930. What is the absolute best weekend, best time to travel? Because I would say if we take Thanksgiving and Christmas out of it, right? Because I know a lot of people travel for family reasons, that you probably wouldn't say that's the best time to travel because everything's overpriced and driving is a pain. But if you took that out, with your experience, when is the best time to travel? Now, I would say This might not be the best time, but my favorite time to travel is when it's freezing here and I can go somewhere warm for a week. That's my favorite time to travel. Again, if you talk February break for a lot of the schools, that's probably a miserable time to travel because prices are going to go up. A lot of people are going to be on the roads. A lot of people are going to be flying. But probably a good time to get out of here. When is a time that you have discovered is your favorite time to go traveling? Is it this weekend, right? Again, three-day weekend for a lot of people. Maybe you packed up the car on Friday. You went somewhere for the weekend. You're traveling back today. Is it the first few weeks of September after kids have gone back to school and maybe you are either retired or empty nesters, now the kids are out, and you've decided to do a trip when it's still summer-like, but most families aren't out traveling because most kids are back in school? 803-0930, star 930. You know, but you've got some of these holiday weekends. The 4th of July, the weekend surrounding that, the week surrounding that, oof, that is just, you get, you know, if you're taking a road trip down, which I've done before, you're taking the road trip down south on the 4th of July weekend, I mean, it's like every major or medium market city that you pass, you are stuck in traffic. It's everyone's got the car packed up, and they are on their way. I'm sure I'll discover this one day. When planning a trip, especially planning a road trip, I would think you want to plan a trip when, okay, you have off, or you can get off of work and out of school, when the least amount of people are traveling. When you can get on the road, or maybe you're like me and don't mind traveling at night as long as it's not raining because you know there won't be many people on the road. I like doing that. My dad not as much. He doesn't like when I'm driving at night. We don't really do the overnight. You know, when we come back from tech, we usually stay somewhere and then drive the rest of the way Sunday morning. We used to drive through the night, but my dad's not a big fan of that anymore. I love it. There's less people on the road. Right now, you've got to be focused. You've got to be looking for wildlife and everything and for, some crappy drivers. But for the most part, you've got a majority of the road to yourself. There's really no one on the road. Now, one of the bad things is if you run out of gas, you have less of a selection of gas stations. But again, if you're on a highway, you're going to find some kind of 24-hour thing within a reasonable amount of time. So if we're talking where in the day, I like traveling at night. So if I'm going on a vacation on a busy weekend, say it's the 4th of July weekend when a lot of people travel, okay? I would plan to go to work and then drive that night when less people are on the road. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in traffic. You're going to be sharing the road with a lot of crappy drivers, right? You're going to try to weave in and out. But again, the thing, and I think it's very telling if you try to get on the 90 in Western New York at the beginning of a long weekend. Buffalo is not that big. Yet the 90 gets jammed up right around here at the beginning of the weekend, and especially of long weekends. That is every medium, large city, medium city, small city that you pass through. You're going to hit that the whole way down. And that's why I would just rather drive at night. 803-0930, star 930. When is the best time to travel? And again, a lot of different factors, right? It can be a long weekend like it is for some people this weekend. It can be when everyone's back in school and families aren't out traveling. We're talking those first few weeks of September. Or maybe there's just a random time of the year that you like traveling, that you have found is best for you. Maybe it's around nothing. It's just maybe it's really crappy here and you've decided it's the time to get out. And then do you travel through the day? If you're doing a road trip, do you have specific times that you leave when you're planning a road trip? 803-0930, star 930. Maybe it's Super Bowl weekend in Vegas. Now, that's going to be a little more difficult this year because the Super Bowl is actually in Vegas. But, you know, for years, people would go just to Vegas for the Super Bowl. I'm not sure that's as popular anymore because you can just pick up your phone and do the same gambling that you could do at a sports book in Vegas. But maybe that's one that you like. Let's go to the text board. Before we had kids, we used to go and sign up for all the inclusive sell-off vacations that would leave within a few days. Back then, we were able to adjust our schedules pretty easily and get way better deals going last minute. Yeah, you know, planning something last minute. There's the Hopper app. You ever heard of this? And it's really good about stuff opening up and being able to jump right on it. Again, you've got to be a little flexible with your scheduling. You know, I mean, hey, I like being cheap. But, you know, now I've got a kid. Probably right now I can still do a lot of the last minute stuff. But once he gets older, you know what I mean? You kind of have to stick to certain times. And that goes back to the flying or driving to Florida that Brian and I talked about a few weeks ago. Let's go to Kyle in Amherst. Kyle, when do you like to leave for road trips?
So we've been driving North Carolina for 15 years, especially with the family. We used to try to aim for about 3 in the morning. But over the last couple of years, I bumped it up to midnight.
Really? So just drive all through the night?
Yeah, best way. Kids are sleeping. They're not bothering me when I'm driving. The lanes are open. No one's out there but truck drivers, really. And you make good time.
How long do you drive the whole night through?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just stop for gas. You know, that's pretty much it. On the way back, sometimes we'll stop halfway. There's a nice little halfway point somewhere in West Virginia-ish where we'll maybe sometimes stop, you know, but normally it's a straight drive.
Now, when you leave at midnight, when do you notice the traffic starting to pick up?
Well, I timed it right because I get through the major areas. Pittsburgh area is the next major area, and so I hit that probably by 3-4 o'clock in the morning, so that beats the morning rush hour traffic. And then, by the time I get to North Carolina, probably about an hour prior, that's when you start noticing the traffic. Because the key thing is at least in the area we go to, you want to get into North Carolina near the Charlotte area probably before 3 o'clock. Because once you get into that 4 or 5 o'clock, you're stuck in go-to-go traffic. And it sucks, you know. I mean, we're fortunate because we don't have a lot of that, but you could drive 45 minutes and only move maybe like, you know, it feels like, you know, like 5 miles, it feels like.
It's awful.
And so I learned, like, okay, you know, on the way back, it's not so bad. I usually leave about 10 in the morning, 8 in the morning, about 9 in the morning on the way back. But definitely, I feel like on vacations, I want to get there quicker than on the way back home. So, you know, and then plus with the kids were younger, they would be sleeping through the night for the most part. So you really didn't mess up their sleep schedule because then they just get in the car and they just go back to sleep. You know, daytime driving, they're up, then they start asking questions. They want to stop here. They want to do that. And, you know, I just felt like, yeah, especially if you have a family. You definitely want to.
It's funny about Pittsburgh, though, because when we go to the Virginia Tech games, that's, you know, it's the same thing, except it's on the night half of it. You know, we don't want to get through Pittsburgh until like 7, because if you hit 79 in Pittsburgh at the wrong time, it's just like Charlotte. You're sitting there for a while.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just always thankful that we live here. You know, but one thing I will say, though, it's weird, though, because once you hit Pennsylvania, the speed limit goes up to 70 miles an hour, and you're talking about windy mountain roads, and here New York State is flat and the speed limit 65, and I'm like, you would think it'd be the opposite. You know, the more dangerous roads would be a little slower, and you know, New York State is just one flat road, man.
It never made sense to me. Never made sense. We have to pay a toll and we're 5 miles an hour lower than anywhere else on the East Coast.
Yeah, I just don't get it. You know, I you know, because then I have to adjust my speed once I get in New York State. You know, going from 70 now to 65, and it's just like, oh, okay. But I will tell you, though, the gas is cheaper in New York State now. I never thought I would see the day where I would not fill up in Pennsylvania, and I'd fill up before I get to Pennsylvania. Years ago, it got cheaper as the further you went south. And whatever they're doing in Pennsylvania, their gas tax must have went up because it's more expensive than it is here in New York State, or at least upstate.
It is. The only place now on our trips down to the Tech Games where it's cheaper is the state of Virginia, which unfortunately we're not in for too long. It's the only place that's cheaper than New York. West Virginia, Pennsylvania seems to be right on par with New York lately.
Yeah, well, you're heading down there soon, aren't you, for college time?
Yeah, we got Wake Forest on Saturday. It's going to be Virginia Tech, Wake Forest on Saturday, and then get back in Buffalo in time for the Giants Bills night game.
Yeah, so try that. You know, I don't know what time you plan on leaving, but definitely try to leave around midnight if you could. I mean, it's like I said, man. It's open road. You know, it's nice.
Kyle, if it wasn't for my dad, we would leave at midnight every trip because I love driving through the night just for that reason. But I also agree with you. I have to say before I let you go, that is my slogan: get there as quick as possible. Take your time on the way back because in my opinion, Kyle, a vacation does not end until I walk in the front door.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's usually why we'll split it up on the way home, stay at night, make it a little extra fun time, you know? Kids like the hotel, so, like, hey, let's stop halfway.
100%. Kyle, appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You too. Kyle, in Amherst, 803-0930, *930. I'll never understand when people get upset the last day of vacation. I've said this before, and my family probably gets mad at me for telling this story. Last year, we're at Sunset Beach, North Carolina. It was a great trip. We had an awesome time. The Friday before we left, it was just everyone was down, and we packed our bags, and we're going to go to bed early. And, like, no one wanted to have any fun. No one wanted to have any fun. I'm like, guys, the vacation's not over. We're only driving halfway home tomorrow. We've got 2 days left of vacation. Everyone went to bed early. Everyone, you know, packed the bags. Like, we should have packed our bags, had one outfit laid out to go out, and enjoyed the final night. But everyone was asleep by 8 o'clock. And then we stayed in Altoona on Saturday. And me, my wife, my parents, we went to a bar next to the hotel. But my sister and her husband, their kid, they all went to bed. Oh, no, we gotta be rested up for tomorrow. No, this is the final day of vacation. So I always say, if you have a long layover, enjoy the long layover. You're still on vacation. Oh, why did you spend all that money at the airport? Ask those questions after you're through the front door. I want to get the most out of the time off. I want to get the most out of the vacation. So for me, the vacation's not over until I walk in the door. 803-0930, *930, back after this. Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Talking about traveling, vacations. I know a lot of people went to London over the weekend to see the Bills game yesterday, as brutal as it may have been. I think a lot of people traveled. More people than I realize travel on this weekend. And like I said, and maybe it had something to do with the morning game. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, but when is the best time to travel? 803-0930, *930. Best time of year? Is there a best long weekend to travel? And then the time of day. I'm like Kyle. I think traveling at night, you know, midnight, through the night, there's no one on the roads, right? You've got to be a little more looking out for deer and stuff crossing the street. But you do have more control. I say more control, unless it's raining. Now, if it's raining at night, I hate driving when it's raining at night. But anything else, I think less people on the road. Again, as long as you are awake and looking and making sure to be on alert for anything crossing the road. I think it's the best time of day to travel. 803-0930, star 930. And when does the vacation end? Does it end when you leave the destination or when you walk through your front door? I say you are still on vacation until you walk through your front door. So live it up. Have fun. If you have a long layover, I mean, I say this, but then when I have a long layover on the way home, sometimes you'll find me sleeping along the wall with my phone plugged in. You know what I mean? 803-0930, star 930, if you'd like to chime in. This is not related, and it's not really a path I want to go down. But, you know, I'm seeing this news of the White House putting a lid on at noon. I don't care who the president is. I don't care if it's Joe Biden. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's George Bush. I don't care if it's Barack Obama. I think there should be more access to the president in ways of the media. And I think the president should make so many appearances. I mean, a noon lid at the White House, when we have, you know, so much going on, not only here, but you have a war breaking out overseas, and the White House puts a 12 o'clock cap on. Again, I don't want to get into politics or anything. This has nothing to do with party. I don't care who the president is one way or the other. A 12 o'clock lid, I just think that's an insult. I think that's an insult to the people that the president's supposed to be working for. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that it's a federal holiday. But, I mean, there is so much going on. Again, you have a war breaking out overseas. If you missed any of David's show this morning / afternoon, go back and listen to some of it. It was great insight. It was, you know, you can never turn David's show off, but it was one of those shows that you just kept on listening for more and more. I would say please wait until this show is over. But if you missed any of David's show, go back and listen on demand at WBEN.com and the Odyssey app. I just do not understand. And again, I'd be saying the same thing if it was President Donald Trump. I don't want people to think this is a bias one way or the other. But when you are saying, hey, me, the president, will not be making any more statements today, and you're saying that before noon, I just think that's insulting. I'm sorry. Like, I think that's insulting. You're supposed to be the president. You're supposed to be working for the people. And you say afternoon, I'm not saying anything. You can't get to me. The media can't get to me. I'm not making any statements. I am done working at noon. It's insulting. And again, I know we're not talking politics. I didn't want to get into politics today. But I just really do not understand that. And you would think more people would be upset about that. Like, I don't think that's a right-wing point or a conservative point. I would think that is something that most people, if you voted for the guy or you didn't, would just like to see, I don't know, some evidence that they're doing some work. But putting a noon lid on Monday, which is today, I just think it's insulting. That's all. Maybe it's something we'll talk about on Hardline Sunday. But that's just the way I look at it. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. Your vacation, best time to travel. And while we're talking about the best time to travel, let's also talk about what finally hit us this weekend. Because it was beautiful for the last few weeks. We were in the 80s. We saw people still with their shorts and flip-flops on. We saw people's pools still open. Maybe if you could, you were extending that date that your pool would close. And then it just, Thursday into Friday, it hit us. And it's just been getting colder and colder. And a lot of us, including me, have not pulled their warmer clothes out of the garage yet to put into the closet. You know what I mean? But this I don't want to sit here and complain about weather. I think we had an awesome summer. You know, I think you can't beat a Western New York summer. But it's just how quickly it gets cold. And it's one of those, not yesterday as much, but today has been one of those days when you get in the car. And if you're in the car for enough time, you're doing the little dance where you're going from heat to AC, back to heat. You know what I mean? You get in the car, it's a little chilly, you turn the heat on, but then the sun's right on your car, so now you're turning the AC on. Now it's too cold, you turn the heat on, but you open your window. Have you ever done this? Where you've got the heat on because it's a little chilly in the car, but you don't want it to be too hot, so then you crack the window open. That's literally all that happened on my drive from my apartment to the station, which is not that far away. That all happened on the drive to work this morning. I was doing the little back and forth and then just gave up and had the heat on, but with the window open. I feel like a lot of people do that. I feel like this time of year, that happens a lot. But, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to complain about the cold and it getting colder. And, you know, I mean, there's some positives to that. We're getting closer and closer to the holiday season. You know, I love my holiday season. We're getting closer to that. A lot of people like fall for, you know, fall activities. You have apple flavored, whatever you want, pumpkin spice, football. So I'm going to ask, what does fall mean to you? What does fall in Western New York, what is that supposed to be? Like, for me, fall in Western New York is football and smelling people's fireplaces coming on, right? That you walk through the neighborhood and you can smell either someone's got, you know, a little fire going on, or they got their furnace turning on for the first time, or they got their fireplace on. They got their wood stoves going. That's always a smell that signals fall or winter for me. But what does fall mean to you in Western New York? You know, people like to go apple picking. I think I've done that once in my entire life. But you've got apple picking. Again, for me, it's football. Fall in Western New York is football. It's Mayer Brothers. It's getting the winter tires put on your car. But what does fall in Western New York mean to you? What does that look like to you? 803-0930-*930. I have to say, you know, I'm really trying to get back in shape. I've lost a little bit of weight, and then I've kind of just hit this plateau where I'm not gaining weight, but I'm not losing the weight that I want to be losing. And, you know, you'll walk through Wegmans, especially in the morning. And on Saturday morning, I did a lot of things early because of the tech game in the afternoon. So I'm walking through Wegmans, and, you know, you walk through Wegmans early in the morning. They still got, they're making everything. They're getting everything ready for the day. And they've got these apple, what do they call them? They don't call them donuts, Tanner. What do they call these?
Like apple fritters?
Not fritters, like apple fry cakes. Does that sound right? Fry cake? Something like that. They smell delicious, right? And I'm walking through Wegmans, and I, you know, you know when you just smell something that's so good, and you know you shouldn't, you know you want to stick to a diet, but you just can't help yourself. Yeah, I took one. I paid for it, okay? I paid for it. But I took one. They had just put them in the case at Wegmans. Oh, they were so good. They were delicious. I mean, it's one of those things where the smell, sometimes smell can be deceiving. That was not deceiving at all. It was so freaking good. The apple fry cake with a cup of coffee. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, this apple, I think it's apple fry cake. We'll look up the actual name when Alan's on. I think it was apple fry cake. I mean, that was fall. You know, that to me was fall, which is unfortunate that fall is signified by eating something because, again, I'm really trying to get back in shape, which I've been trying to do for, what, 2 years now? But to me, that was like, this tastes like fall. If that makes any sense to you, this tastes like fall. And it was just so good. It was so freaking good. Also, Saturday morning Wegmans, a lot like Sunday night Wegmans, was very empty. And the song Solid Like a Rock came on. And yes, if you were at the Sheridan Wegmans Saturday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, and there was a guy in Virginia Tech stuff singing Solid Like a Rock, that was me. Sorry, that song came on, and it didn't seem to be anyone around. So I'm like, oh, this is a great song. I'm just going to belt it out while I'm picking up a few things at the grocery store. Tanner, you know that song? Are you familiar with Solid Like a Rock?
You mean solid as a rock?
No, solid like a rock. I'm not going to sing it for you, but are you...
Well, I'm going to have to peruse Spotify for that one.
You're going to have to, and that might be one of our rejoin songs. And I might start singing it again. I'm just saying. 803-0930, star 930. So yeah, for me, and fall is one of those things where it's kind of like spring, right? Spring to me, baseball. But the later we get in spring, it's also shorts, breaking out the shorts, breaking out the short sleeves. You can't do that in early spring, just like early fall. Early fall, you can't break out the winter jacket. Early fall, you can't break out the flannel. But by mid to late fall, you're breaking out the boots, the flannel, the winter jacket. I mean, it's one of those. Summer isn't like that. Winter isn't like that, right? Most of summer, we're wearing shorts and short sleeves. You might have to put a rain jacket on. Most of winter, we're wearing boots and we're wearing winter jackets. Fall and spring, you kind of start one way and the other, right? So all of fall in Western New York, in my opinion, is football. But the later we get in spring, we get the smell of the wood-burning stoves and the fireplaces being on and decorations, right? Yard decorations, I think, define fall as well. Because in the timeline of fall, we are going from Halloween decorations. Some of you guys have Thanksgiving decorations. I don't know if I can do that much work. Right? Go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas. I'll just go right to Christmas. But you've got people that they'll have Halloween decorations have definitely gone up 100% in the last decade. More and more people have Halloween decorations than I've ever seen before. But Halloween decorations. When did this be? Don't get me wrong. I love Halloween. I always talk about when I was a kid trick-or-treating, there was someone who would build up their garage as a haunted house, right? Now, you didn't have to walk through the haunted house. If you just wanted to take the candy and go on, you took the candy and went on. But they offered, you know, you could walk through the haunted house. And that was always fun, right? And this person was decorated, I mean, all over the place. But I don't remember. I mean, it seems more and more it's every house has something Halloween. And I just don't remember that being the fact 10, 15 years ago. Again, I love it. But I think yard decorations define fall more than any other season. Because in fall, you could have three holidays represented in your front yard. You can go from Halloween. A lot of people don't do Thanksgiving. I don't think that'll ever get as big as Halloween has gotten. But you do have the people that will have the, you know, the blow up turkey, the inflatable turkey in the front yard. I always, you know, I like the effort. And then obviously Christmas. And you have all those decorations up in the court. Most people in fall. I'll never understand the people who decorate their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. What are you doing? You know, decorate the Christmas tree on November 1st. That might be a little extreme as well. I think they're both on the extremes. But most people have their holiday decorations up before December 21st. So I would say that defines fall as well. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We'll continue with this if you have something to say on yard decorations, on what fall means, on vacations, all of that stuff. But in the next hour, I thought we would get a little serious for an hour and talk a little bit about in a different way about what's going on overseas. But I want to kind of bring it back here to the States, if that makes any sense. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Back with you after this.